Welcome to Daily Prayer for Tuesday, where our theme is perseverance. Help us to stand firm when faith is tested, or in the face of persecution, not to be afraid to confess your name. We give thanks for courage and ask for strength to follow the faithful saints of every age who declare to live is Christ and to die is gain. We commend ourselves and our prayers to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That this day and all our days may be full of God's praise, let us pray with one heart and mind. Almighty God, by whose grace alone we are accepted and called to your service, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, and make us worthy of our calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8. Rejoicing in God's way. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Blessed are those whose way is pure, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart, those who do no wickedness, but walk in his ways. You, O Lord, have charged that we should diligently keep your commandments. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Oh, that my ways were made so direct, that I may keep your statutes. Then should I not be put to shame, because I have regard for all your commandments. I will thank you with an unfeigned heart when I have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. O, forsake me not utterly. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Isaiah 43. God makes a way for us. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Psalm 128, the happy home of the faithful. Blessed are all those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the toil of your hands. It shall go well with you, and happy shall you be. Your wife within your house shall be like a fruitful vine. Your children round your table like fresh olive branches. Thus shall the one be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord from out of Zion bless you, that you may see Jerusalem in prosperity all the days of your life. May you see your children's children, and may there be peace upon Israel. Psalm 129, Prayer for the Downfall of Enemies. Many a time have they fought against me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they fought against me from my youth, but they have not prevailed against me. The ploughers ploughed upon my back and made their furrows long. But the righteous Lord has cut the cords of the wicked in pieces. Let them be put to shame and turned backwards, as many are as are enemies of Zion. Let them be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it can grow, so that no reaper can fill his hand, nor a binder of sheaves his bosom. And none who go by may say, "The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. We come to a time of prayer. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, you are with us every hour of the day. Our reassurance when storms assail and strength when courage fails. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, your light illumines every step of the way. Our comfort when darkness falls, and peace that calms our souls. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, you are with us. We take a moment to listen to the still small voice of God within the bustle of the day which has begun, finding a quiet place where we can enjoy precious moments of peace in God's presence. Sit quietly and listen to the sounds of the world around you, both outside and in the place where you are. Breathe slowly and rest in God's presence. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. We say the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we follow the way of life, we affirm the presence of God among us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God calls us to journey up, sharing in worship and prayer. Jesus said, "God is spirit, and whoever worships must worship in spirit and in truth." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey in, sharing in the transformation of Christ. Jesus said, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey with, sharing in love and fellowship. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey out, sharing his love in deeds and words. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. Eternal God, your Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life for all creation. Grant us grace to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and lead us in the way of life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.